After they took a beating in 2004, okay? John Kerry all of a sudden starts talking about faith and things like that. Well, now the evangelists, or I should say the evangelicals for the most part, are embracing global warming, which is predominantly a Democrat position. But we'll get into that. What I'm saying here is that are these people seeking to let God guide their politics, or are they guiding politics and using God as the rationale for it? And I see it as the latter. The reason I bring this whole thing up is for gun control purposes. If you have judges, law enforcement, and politicians, okay, being the voice of God on this planet as they would have it be, where they interpret God's will, and they could go ahead and summarily judge against you and say, yep, you're crazy, you need to be beheaded. You'd say, well, I want to obviously appeal that ruling, Your Honor. He'd say, you can't appeal it. That's the word of God. He just told me, whispered in my ear, you're going, and then instantly you're beheaded. No lawyers are going to accept that charge. They're not going to appeal for you. They'd be appealing against the word of God as determined by that judge. Dangerous precedent, folks, because as I said, they would twist the scriptures to suit their agenda, and they would say, hey, it says right here, thou shalt not kill. So we don't need guns. Guns are only for killing. They're not for any other purpose. So there go your guns, folks. We got to be really cautious when somebody starts saying, hey, I'm going to change the world for God. That's fine. But, you know, just exactly in what fashion? And like I said, it's controversial to say it, but I'd rather have God taken out of society than have society determine the will of God. I'd rather just keep it personal in my heart anyway. Stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds if the computer works properly with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. Gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth, or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're here. It's Saturday, April 21st, 2007, about 3 minutes past the top of the hour, 3 minutes past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. All of you, welcome. And beware of our phone number. We'll take your calls periodically in the next 2 hours we've got left in the show. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. I mentioned we'd be talking about the Virginia Tech shootings, and we have been. And I just brought up a couple of points, sort of talking about this Dominionist agenda. And a lot of people might say, well, Frank, I think you're wrong on that. If we had more God, and even if the politicians were interpreting the will of God, and the judges are interpreting the will of God, and law enforcement interpreting the will of God, and military interpreting the will of God, we'd be better off than not having God at all. Depends on who's making the call, honestly. Listen to this. The news release came out on Thursday from the Westboro Baptist Church. I've interviewed the daughter of Fred Phelps. I think her name is Shirley Phelps Roper or something like that. Anyway, just an evil, evil, evil woman. Absolute lowest just type of human being. I've never met somebody with more hatred in their hearts. This is the kind of person who would go kill people and say God told her to do it. And I have no doubt that the entire organization is like this. Anyway, their website is GodHatesFags.com, just in case you're wondering what kind of loving scripture they're going to be bringing to people's attention. Listen to this. News release. Westboro Baptist Church to picket the funeral of Ryan Clark, who was killed at the Virginia Tech massacre. The protest is happening at 3:15 Saturday, April 21st, later today. Westboro Baptist Church is going to be out picketing this. Why? It says, we are doing so in real protest and warning. God has not mocked. Galatians 6, chapter 6, verse 7. It says, God hates fags and fag enablers. God hates Virginia Tech, Virginia, and America. Oh, okay, I see. So Virginia Tech, Virginia, and America are fags and fag enablers. It says, the 33 killed at Virginia Tech died for America's sins in persecuting Westboro Baptist Church for 16 years. So before it was... You know, they're being punished because they've offended God. They're being punished because they've been, you know, somebody persecuting the Westboro Baptist Church. I've been persecuting the Westboro Baptist Church. I've called them idiots, and certainly, you know, when we had Shirley or Sheila, whatever her name is, on the show, just a sick, 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 twisted woman. And I've said that before, and she is, and you can listen to it in the archives, I'm sure, and hear it for yourself, but just a psychopath, honestly. That's the kind of person they'd expect to go on a shooting rampage, and she's saying, oh, we've been persecuted. And God's punishing Virginia Tech victims because people have said things about Westboro Baptist Church. See, it used to be they were doing it for God, remember? God hates fags, and America hates fags. God hates America. America's being punished because we've offended God. But now... Just like all people who love to do the God complex thing, now they've made it personal. And God is mad on behalf of the persecution that they've taken. You see what I mean? All of a sudden, they're lifting themselves up into God's category. We're for God. Oh, yeah, and for us, too. Anyway, finish this nonsense and continue. Stay with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made in salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This comes so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural homeopathic time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening, Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and continuing on, press release from the Westboro Baptist Church. They're planning to protest the funeral of one of the victims of the Virginia Tech shooting. And the funeral will be happening later today, so you watch the news, you may hear something about this. Now, because these idiots out there protesting the soldiers at the funerals of soldiers and whatnot, they basically said that you cannot protest on rural property, meaning, of course, like Arlington and things like that. So that has sort of eliminated their ability to get some coverage for themselves in those circumstances. So now, of course, they're just looking for any sort of tragedy that has high profile so they can be a part of it. And I bring this up not to give them further credibility, but rather to highlight the fact that they've shifted tactics. Before, God was punishing America because God was offended. Now God is punishing America because people have persecuted the Westboro Baptist Church for being idiots. But it goes on. From President Bush to local preachers mouthing platitudes at memorial and candlelight vigils, with one accord agree that they have no explanation for the tragedy, but they know a loving God had nothing whatsoever to do with it. They say evil did it. Westboro Baptist Church has an explanation. God is punishing America for her sodomite sins and for persecuting Westboro Baptist Church for warning America of her doom. 16 years, America has conducted a crusade of terror against Westboro Baptist Church, bombing, vandalizing, raiding our church with search warrants, seizing and destroying our property, assaulting and battering us, putting our people in hospital, slandering us, suing us, prosecuting us, arresting us, jailing us, blaspheming and mocking and scoffing our message from God, vilifying, demonizing, and marginalizing us, hoping to silence our message from God. Yeah, not so much, really. So apparently, just like anybody else who gets a martyr complex, they start to say that, God is not... They're not God's messengers. Rather, God is avenging people for what is happening to them, is what they think. So now they're being held up as the really the paradigm of goodness and holiness and whatnot. But anyway, it's all BS, quite simply. And these people are just evil to the core, absolutely evil to the core. It's not like they're posting funerals of people who are gay. I mean, that would make sense. They're just protesting at random things. They're trying to get press coverage attention, which, hey, if you've got a message to deliver from God, he'll make a way. You don't have to make an ass out of yourself, but yet these people continue to do that, indicating in my mind that they're not actually receiving messages from God. Maybe from somewhere else, but not from God. Kind of like Pat Robertson. We'll say, God gave me a message. There was going to be a tsunami in 2006 and wipe out the West Coast. Yet, so was that from God? Probably not. Pat Robertson said there's going to be a terrorist attack that dwarfs September 11th. In the spring of 2007. Now, he said, God didn't tell me it was a nuclear attack, but I think it is. Hey, if you have a conversation with God, shouldn't you clarify some things and maybe avoid expanding on it and theorizing on it about your own opinion? Well, God told me to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and jump in with my thoughts. Nobody cares what you think, Pat Robertson. And nobody really thinks that you're talking to God anyway. Anyway, so I bring that up because the whole God thing, it came in with Columbine, and there's some indication it came in here with this situation. What I'm saying is that when you put God in the hands of the politicians, you'll have a really bad situation. Because you'll get some Westboro Baptist Church free charge of the whole thing, and they'll just be executing people right and left for various affronts to what they perceive affronts to the will of God. And a perfect example of this is some of the situations. The VT shooting happened because they're teaching biology in schools. Like I said, it's a toss-up. If you put God in the hands of the politicians, you'll have the same response that you've had when we have given our freedoms to the politicians. And what have they done with those? Taken advantage of them, canceled them out. So when you put God in their hands, you think it's going to be any better? So people will blame a lack of God in school. Here's our angle from the Associated Press Thursday. One of the photographs in the Virginia Tech killer's multimedia manifesto may have been inspired by a bloody South Korean movie, adding to the debate over the influence of pop culture on heinous crimes. Old Boy is the name of the movie, from the respected director Chan Woo Park. Is about a man mysteriously imprisoned for 15 years. After escaping, he goes on a rampage against his captor. In one stylized and plainly unrealistic scene, he dispatches more than a dozen henchmen with the aid of a hammer. In the package of materials that Cho Sung-woo sent to NBC News, one photo shows Cho brandishing a hammer in a pose similar to the movie's signature image, which was slashed across its promotional posters. The photograph with the hammer stood out from among the other 42 photos, which generally showed Cho with handguns in a military-style vest and backwards cap. Park's Old Boy won the Grand Prix prize at the 2004 Cannes Film Festival. The connection was spotted by Professor Paul Harris of Virginia Tech, who alerted authorities. The similarities have prompted speculation, especially in online forums, that Cho's massacre may have been inspired by Old Boy. There was no apparent link between Cho and Old besides the lone photograph among the 28 video clips, 23-page written message, and 43 self-portrait photos that he sent to NBC. A screenplay written by Cho, however, did feature killings with a hammer. Tartans, which distributes Old Boy in the U.S., said in a statement Thursday, quote, associated in any way with the tragic events that occurred at Virginia Tech is extremely disturbing and distressing. It is clear from news reports that the individual who perpetrated this heinous crime was deeply troubled. We believe that anyone would find it hard to explain his motives or actions, unquote. Notorious killers are commonly linked to movies or music. The trench coats by the Columbine murderers Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were seen by some as reflective of those worn in The Matrix. Also, some assigned blame to goth rocker Marilyn Manson, who later criticized the media song Target Audience. The late rapper Tupac was claimed to have inspired a number of killings, including a number the murder of four students and wounding of 10 others in Jonesboro, Arkansas, in 1998 by Mike Johnson. One of the earlier examples of pop culture being connected with a mass homicide was the link between the Beatles and Charles Manson, who was captivated by the song Helter Skelter. One of the things... it's interesting. They've tried to connect the song Shine by Collective Soul to these killings, which I have no idea how they're pulling that off, but they've made the effort. If you've ever heard that song, it's about the most unviolent song you'll ever hear, except for maybe Kumbaya. It's pretty nonviolent. It's not even a good song, to be honest with you. I mean, I know the song quite well. It's, I know the band, And it's not, there's no way they could even make that connection. It's just ridiculous. It says, Lauren Cohen, author of The Copycat of How the Media and Pop Culture Triggered the Mayhem in Tomorrow's Headlines, said he's gradually coming to see Cho as a copycat of many, especially Columbine. In one missive, Cho refers to to Harris and Klebold as martyrs. Writing for the Huffington Post, filmmaker Bob Seska dismissed Cho's Old Boy connection as, quote, the most ridiculous yet, end quote. And he noted that many other pop culture references that feature images of a raised hammer. Said on Thursday, quote, it seems like a cop-out, like an easy way to explain away a tragedy like this. Clearly, I think the primary issue here is a mental illness. It could be any number of things that maybe had a small part in this, but to create a movie as a trigger is missing the bigger picture, end quote. I agree with that, too. And it just does seem ridiculous. So we mentioned about the political side of this as well. Here's from April 17th. It's from Politico.com, from a blog written by a person named Ben Smith, who's commenting on Barack Obama's comments on this. I've also heard one of my past guests told me that Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein, which I didn't know. You don't hear that talked about in the media very much, do you? It says, a reader who found my take on Obama's Milwaukee talk cynical points me to the audio of his remarks last night, a 23-minute MP3 file. It's worth a listen, and it captures what moves a lot of people about Obama and bothers others. His instinct for abstraction and large themes and his sense that his problems have at their root solutions that have as much to do with hope and process as with any specific course of action. Translation, Obama talks big and has no legitimate concrete ideas to fix anything. No big surprise there. It sounds like a typical politician, but we'll finish this up because he does make a comment about the tech thing and ties it in with Don Imus. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And if you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds like, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a big mystery to disease anymore. Just basic tenet of yeast and heavy metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal forms like Cartivite in someone who could barely walk up a hill, now going for regular jobs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea that working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more me working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening, Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm shocked, honestly, that we have not been able to even scratch the surface on these news stories. But just got a couple more here and then on to some other things. But anyway, so we're talking about Barack Obama's comments on the Virginia Tech violence, as he called it. But this is basically it's just an assessment of a speech that Obama was giving where he did comment on it. But here's what they say. It says that his solutions have as much to do with hope and process as with any civic course of action. Other politicians would and will stay with the concrete. They will talk about this tragedy and soon gun control. But while Obama mourns the slain students, he takes the massacre more as a theme than a point of discussion. He says, quote, maybe nothing could have been done to prevent it, end quote. Quickly moves on to the abstract, saying violence in the general, to the abstract subject, which is violence in the general place of violence in American life. He says, quote, there is also another kind of violence we're going to have to think about. It's not necessarily the physical violence, but the violence that we perpetrate on each other in other ways, end quote. He then goes on to log other forms of violence, like the verbal violence of Don Imus. So making the connection. Don Imus, who said nappy-headed hoes about a basketball team, a mixed basketball team, in conjunction with basically making the comment they were not attractive women, is the same as executing 32 students at a university. Verbal violence, gun violence, it's all the same. He says, quote, there's the violence of men and women who have worked all their lives and suddenly have the rug pulled out for them because their job has moved to another country. There's the violence of children whose voices are not heard in communities that are ignored. And so Obama says, quote, there's a lot of different forms of violence in our society, and so much of it is rooted in our incapacity to recognize ourselves in each other, end quote. Many politicians would avoid, I think, suggesting that sourcing and mass murder belong in the same category. From there, Obama mourns again the Virginia dead and says, quote, this is an opportunity, I think, that all of us have today to reflect. He then heads into a speech about education, health care, energy policy, politics being broken, and then returns to the Virginia Tech shootings. So that's Barack Obama's sort of, I feel like I have to mention it, but I don't really have any way to say anything about it, so I'll use it as a launching point to talk about a variety of other things. Okay. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of people have said, you know, what else is going on in the world? Because this is getting so much attention that maybe there's things we're missing. Well, it's possible. This one, I picked this up on the, well, it was the day after the shooting, I think. No, it was the 18th. Okay. Anyway, it's at the WashingtonPost.com blogs. Here's what it says. It looks like he's reached his boiling point. Representative Dennis Kucinich, Democrat from Ohio, the most liberal Democratic presidential candidate in the primary field, declared in a letter sent to his Democratic House colleagues this morning that he plans to file articles of impeachment against Vice President Dick Cheney. Kucinich has made ending the war in Iraq the central theme of his campaign. He has even taken aim at the leading Democratic presidential candidates in the field for their votes on authorizing the war. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution gives Congress the authority to impeach the president, and, quote, all civil officers of the United States for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, end quote. Sources tell the sleuth that in light of the mass killings of Virginia Tech Monday, Kucinich's impeachment plans have been put on hold. There will be no action this week, they say. Kucinich's office had no comment on the congressman's dear colleague letter, which apparently was drafted over the weekend before the school massacre occurred. But Kucinich didn't hold his breath on getting anywhere with his impeachment plan. One Democratic aide quipped this, quote, we'll see a Kucinich admission before we'll see a Cheney impeachment, end quote. Implying that it's so unlikely for Kucinich to be president that it's even more unlikely than that for Dick Cheney to be impeached. Here's the letter copy, which was forwarded to the sleuth. April 17, 2007. Dear colleague, this week I intend to introduce articles of impeachment with respect to the conduct of Vice President Cheney. Please have your staff contact my office if you'd like to receive a confidential copy of the document prior to its introduction in the House. Sincerely, Dennis J. Kucinich, Member of Congress. So the plan didn't happen because of the big shooting. However, it's supposed to happen next week. This one came out yesterday, and you can find this at rawstory.com. Representative Dennis Kucinich, Democrat from Ohio, the former mayor of Cleveland, who is seeking 2008 Democratic nomination for president for the second time, has selected a date to introduce articles of impeachment against Vice President Dick Cheney. A source who asked her anonymous told Raw Story that the articles of impeachment would be introduced next. Said the source, quote, the congressman plans to introduce the articles on Wednesday the 25th, end quote. The congressman's office responded in an email Thursday afternoon saying no comment when asked if this was true. Marianne Akers reported on her blog The Sleuth on Monday that the congressman had sent a Dear Colleague letter to fellow members of Congress informing them of his plan to introduce the articles. Didn't happen because of the shooting at Virginia Tech. Multiple congressional offices confirmed to Raw Story they received the letter, but none had been apprised of the impeachable offenses with the Ohio Democrat would charge the vice president. Vice President's office would not comment to the Cleveland Plain Dealer on the reports about the charges because they had not yet seen the articles. So in essence, what you've got here is a situation where apparently, and it being denied by Kucinich's office, they just said no comment. So that indicates that, you know, it's a very real possibility that this is the case. If this is supposed to be into Wednesday, I wonder what's going to happen in the next couple days. I don't know. You know, anything could be. Right now, they're still talking about the Virginia Tech shootings, but come Monday, you know, who knows? I'm sure it'll still be a topic of conversation. They'll say, well, it's been a week. Let's talk to some students or something like that. Who knows how they'll spin it, but it is very, very noteworthy, I believe, to pay attention to sort of what else is going on out there in the world. All right, let's take a couple of calls. 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Oh, they all dropped off. Okay, no worries. I got plenty of news. I begin a new segment. This is, my friends, some stories talking about how the rest of the world is viewing the situation there at Virginia Tech. This April 17th from Spiegel.de, S-P-I-E-G-E-L.de, and it's the European press reaction to this whole thing. So we'll cover that when we come back here in 3 minutes. Apparently we got a break, it's a little late, but no worries. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical and documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for full plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Doc help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independent you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stove, nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. The first 10 people who purchase a stove will send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity. It has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, there's the energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm going to find my baby. Woo! Oh, that's how it goes down. I'm going to find my baby. Woo! Oh, that's how it goes down.
Welcome, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled you're here. Again, we're talking about this story out of the, out of Spiegel, spiegel.de. I guess, what is that? Dutch news? I don't know. Anyway, it says, across the continent on Tuesday, European media rubberneck about Monday's massacre in the United States. Most seem to agree about one thing. The shooting at Virginia Tech is the result of America's woeful lack of serious gun control laws. In the strongest editorialized image of the day, German cable news broadcaster NTV flashed an image of the head of the National Rifle Association, the U.S. gun lobby. In other words, blame rifle-wielding Charlton Heston for the 33 dead. Why not? It's good enough for Michael Moore. It should be good enough for Germany. Papers reserve their sharpest criticism for the 2004 expiration of a 10-year ban on semi-automatic weapons under then-Republican-controlled Congress, even though no semi-automatic weapons were used. Other comments are gun lobbying activities of Heston's NRA. Some papers draw analogies between school shootings and Muslim fundamentalist suicide bombers. The British Daily Independent has had this to say, quote, "The passionate feelings of the gun lobby may be traced to the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution enshrining the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Although the provision stems from the times when well-regulated militias were deemed necessary to protect against a British attempt to regain the lost colonies, it is the default position of any argument against greater gun control here," end quote. The Times of London had this to say, quote, "The trauma of the death of the students at Virginia Tech that will spread across the university, and the whole country will be magnified by the feelings of so many people who feel that they should have been able to prevent it. Doubtless there will be a call to review the availability of firearms. The Rifle Association's response will be predictable, too. They will point out that events such as this are not carried out by a rifle-wielding member of a weekend militia, end quote. The French daily news Le Monde writes this, quote, "The shooting at Virginia Tech is a dramatic episode of school violence that fits into a long series of such episodes, a series topped by the drama at Columbine, the school attacked by two adolescents in 1999. This new tragedy represents a new opportunity for the American public opinion to interrogate itself about a society, as one of the students who survived Columbine said at the time, is very much responsible for what has happened," end quote. The French conservative daily Le Figaro writes this, quote, "It was all too easy, for the elected representatives of the United States from the White House to the Congress to express their sadness yesterday. America's problem with firearms represents a political issue for which they share responsibility. At the end of 2004, the Republican-controlled Congress had a law to expire that prohibited the sale of semi-automatic and military weapons. Thereafter, legal challenges were made to protect the producers and vendors of firearms from being held responsible for the actions of gun owners," end quote. I don't see why that's such a big... I don't see how this... we're supposed to... you know, crawl under the carpet with this one. There were no military weapons in the shooting. Okay, these were handguns. And, of course, they could try to make the case there. But the point is, you know, the vendor, of course, didn't do the shooting. I mean, that's like saying there was a car accident. Somebody who was 89 years old decided to run down a bunch of people at the farmer's market. This happens periodically. You don't see Ford going down over it. So I understand the administration wants to protect you know, the gun vendors, and there's probably a reason for that in some capacity. But at the same time, I don't think they should be held accountable. They don't pull the trigger. I see the issue. But that's just me. The Italian daily Il Corriere della Sera writes the following, quote, "Shocked psychologists and sociologists ask themselves how gun violence is to be explained. Some speak of the repressed violence of a country that goes back to generations of pioneers habituated to achieve justice on their own and which is forced to face the powerful within a multiracial society. Others criticize the spread of violent video games. In any case, gun violence is becoming a common phenomenon in the United States, one that is no longer surprising," end quote. So it's our own fault, according to that Italian paper. The Italian daily Il Messaggero writes this, quote, "The bloodbath on the university campus is the work of a suicide killer, an American suicide killer who, differently from Muslim killers, did not act out of religious motives but was driven instead by the unrest affecting broad layers of U.S. society. Today, America is a superpower that begins wars and lives with the constant necessity of having to defend itself against the enemy, whether this enemy is to be called Islam or whether it bears the face of the neighbor who has done you wrong," end quote. So what they're saying is that it almost sounds like they're saying that Muslim suicide bombers actually have at least a higher purpose as opposed to American suicide shooters would simply just bet with generalizations. They're not motivated. They're not killing people for God. They're just killing people to kill people. Because they're upset with our society. I wonder if that was written by the Westboro Baptist Church. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. The Spanish daily El País writes this, quote, "The shooting spree at the Columbine High School in Colorado, for instance, revived the debate on the necessity of better controlling access to weapons. This led to some laws being toughened and security at schools improved, but the measures are decided by the individual states and are constantly sidestepped by means of an exaggerated interpretation of the U.S. Constitution," end quote. Thank you, Spain. Germany had this to say in their daily newspaper Bild, quote, "Now we will probably begin discussing the overly lax gun laws in the United States. There, buying a machine gun is often easier than getting a driver's license." That's news to me. And a new ban, it says, on violent games and killer videos will also be put back on the agenda. But in the end, nothing is likely to happen, and the next killer already lives somewhere among us. Dun, dun, dun. Don't care. That's in Germany. Already the Negler lives somewhere among us. I thought it was among us, over in the United States. I don't know. Go figure. Reuters, April 17th. "The U.S. shooting massacre in Virginia resonated across the region on Tuesday with Australia rejecting the negative, quote-unquote, gun culture in America and the anti-gun lobby in the Philippines saying they feared similar carnage. Prime Minister John Howard said tough Australian gun laws introduced after a mass shooting in Tasmania in 1996 had prevented the U.S. gun culture emerging in his country." Whew. Good job, John Howard. It's a good thing you prevented the spread of gun culture all by yourself. In contrast, the anti-gun lobby in the Philippines, nicknamed the Wild West of Asia because of its public's love affair with firearms, fears a U.S. massacre. China, meanwhile, faces a growing problem of homemade guns, particularly among its rural poor. More than 30,000 people die from gunshot wounds in the United States annually, and there are more guns in private hands than any other country. Thank God. But a powerful gun law support for gun ownership have largely thwarted attempts to tighten controls. Australia's small Greens called on Tuesday for a further review of their nation's gun control laws, saying that the Virginia shooting involved a multiple-shot pistol, and there were an estimated 250,000 handguns in Australia. No! It was a handgun that caused all the problems in the first place, so we got to get rid of handguns in Australia. The Philippines has not suffered a school massacre, but last month, two men armed with a submachine gun, a revolver, and two grenades held dozens of children hostage to highlight inequalities in the educational system. Yes, because holding school children hostage to say that you want better schools for the children makes tons of sense. We commented on that. But again, what did they have? Submachine guns, revolver, and two grenades. Now, they could have very easily just had knives, right? Because, if you know, these are kids, right? I mean, you're going to want to look after kids. What, are you going to ban knives? And they're grown-ups holding kids hostage. They could just grab them around the neck and say, I'll snap his neck. So gun control would not have helped that situation at all. Shootings over trivial incidents are commonplace. A few years ago, several fatal karaoke bar shootouts were sparked by poor renditions. Frank Sinatra's My Way. I shouldn't laugh at that, but that's kind of funny. That sounds like a reality TV show, doesn't it? Karaoke or die. You know, you mess up a karaoke song, you get shot. Apparently in the Philippines, that's not uncommon. Six journalists were murdered last year in the Philippines, one of the most dangerous countries in the world for reporters. So I'm not making light of the situation by any means, folks. But, you know, again, you can plainly see how ridiculous some of the comparisons they're making are.
I have to say one. Understand. I am Italian. Sinatra's like kind of like, you know, the man.
Oh, really?
So you're
going to go to the karaoke bar this weekend there in Round Rock and start gunning down poor Sinatra impersonators?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I would
boo the heck out of them.
Well, that's okay.
You know, tell them get out of here or something like that. But, you know, get about it, you know, or something like that. But I can understand how they would boo. I don't understand murdering people. That doesn't make any sense.
I could make a comment here about the mafia, but I won't.
There are some real diehard, just some real diehard Sinatra fans out there.
Or some diehard karaoke purists out there.
Yeah, and you know, there actually is a, I don't know if you guys are having it in Arkansas, but there is actually here in Austin, Round Rock is a suburb of Austin, if nobody knows that. Now you do. So anyways, basically they were doing some type of a karaoke contest, kind of like some kind of a karaoke contest, and you'd pick the winner like an American Idol. But anyways, it was on cable. I just thought it was kind of funny that they would, you know, have a karaoke contest that would have to do with that, saying the Sinatra thing and the karaoke. It just made me think of that.
It's very exciting. No, thank God we don't, not that I know of, have something like that here.
Yeah, it was really stupid. I don't know.
It is stupid.
Whoever thought of that needs to be fired immediately.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was really, really, really stupid. But
now,
I mean,
are you
I
just saying that because you didn't win when you went down there and entered?
No, I'm not. Okay. Because I don't. I actually have a nice singing voice.
Prove it.
I'm not going to do it over the airwaves. Yeah, I'm going to spare everybody's ear. Basically, in a nutshell, I mean, I understand, you know, some people are very dedicated to Sinatra. You know, for goodness sakes, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to slaughter people for singing My Way off key.
I agree. Well, why don't you back there and make some meatballs or something?
Yeah, all right. I could say something in Italian, but I'm not.
please do.
I'm not going to. All right, you know, fa fagu, but that's about it. All right, everybody.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, helming the phones and handling the computer there. There's so many problems here on the show. Not to say that it's Thomas's fault by any means, but, you know. Let's get back to some news. This one from April 17th, Roanoke.com. Virginia Secretary of Public Safety John Marsh defended Monday's public safety response at Virginia Tech, which has been widely questioned because of a two-hour between shooting incidents in the West Ambler Johnson Residence Hall and the North Engineering Building on the other side of campus. Marshall said Tech's President Charles and its police chief Wendell Flincham, quote, made the right decision on the best information they had available at the time, end quote. Well, that's almost verbatim to what they said. This is simply, you know, let's look after our own type of thing. I think this is an outrage. I think the very idea that you can say that the two fatalities on campus and then 2 hours later have 30 more, 31 if you include the victim, and say we did the best we could, that's just not good enough for me. Maybe it is apparently for the Virginia Secretary of Public Safety. at a morning press conference, authorities also said the number of victims remained unchanged at 32 dead and wounded, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. The shooter at Norris Hall was identified as Cho Sung Hu, 23, a senior majoring in English who also killed himself. State Police Colonel Stephen Flake said one of the handguns recovered in Norris Hall was also discharged at Westler Johnson, but authorities did not confirm Cho as the shooter in both crimes. Cho is a South Korean native with a resident permit, and authorities listed his surname first in keeping with the Korean custom. Steger Tech's president said classes were canceled for a week, quote, to allow students the time they need to grieve and seek assistance as needed, end quote. Steger counseling and other resources are available for students. Florida State Police said the crime scene in Norris was both horrific and chaotic, complicating the investigation with possessions and identifying materials strewn about. I have no doubt that was not a pleasant experience to sort that out. This one also comes from Roanoke.com, and came out the, I found it on the 7th, and it's just sort of a timeline of various things. Here's what it says. At 9:34 a.m., authorities identified the deceased shooter in yesterday's Virginia Tech massacre as Cho Sung-hoo, 23, a South Korean native in the U.S. as a resident alien. His residency was in Centerville, and he was staying at the Harper Residence Hall on Tech's campus. Tech President Charles Steger and the University Police Chief Wendell Flincham appeared at the 9 a.m. press conference where the shooter was identified, but declined to field reporters' questions on security measures taken in the hours between the first and second shootings Monday, a gap that had been questioned by students, parents, and the media. Flincham said the second shooter started as police were questioning a male associate of a female victim of the first shooting. Now, we've already covered a variety of different things. In the first news segment we did, which was Monday night about this, talked about the eyewitness accounts that police were just arresting people as they were fleeing for their lives from the building. The police were outside, and they could have gotten inside somehow. Kids were fleeing. They were climbing windows and things like that. The police just stayed out there tackling people right and left as they ran by. Now, we've seen the pictures that they were tackling and arresting and handcuffing Asian men. So, in essence, they knew that there was an Asian man who was responsible for the first shooting. Now, they spent time questioning friends of the victims in the first shooting instead of going after the presumed suspect, searching his campus room. They could have done it. They said, oh, we thought it was a domestic disturbance and that the man had fled campus. Well, he lives on campus. Yes, no doubt. Maybe he fled, and maybe that would be a logical assumption, but why not check it out? They didn't do it. Screwed up. Stay with us. Back in three.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Most healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans. They're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do a program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time, and the function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. They change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my... I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing.
Winner, what was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe you can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back to end of hour number three. And we're talking about the very interesting sort of timeline of events and sort of the issues that come up with it. So Police Chief Flincham there said the second shooting started as police shooting a male associate of a female victim of the first shooting. Results of a ballistic test confirmed conducted at a federal lab in Maryland overnight confirmed the same weapon was used both on campus in both on-campus shooting events Monday. A detail proves the incidents were related, said Flincham. So top-notch police were like, yes, the ballistics did match at both the first shooting and the second, which leads me to believe in my expert deductive reasoning skills that these are, in fact, proving that they are related, and thank you. So top-notch stuff there. This one from ABC News, April 17th. It says, Sung-Hoo Cho, the student who killed 32 people and himself yesterday, left a long and disturbing note in his dorm room at Virginia Tech, say law enforcement sources. So they, again, had they searched his room, they would have found a note, which probably said, you know, hey, you know, this is why I'm doing this. You guys are all a bunch of jerks, and I just killed two people at the dorm, and now I'm going to head over to the campus building, and I'm going to assassinate everybody else. But, of course, they didn't do that. They spent 2 hours doing nothing, basically. He also wrote, it says, at least two violent plays for each course that worried his professor and several classmates. Sources have now described the note, which runs several pages, as beginning in the present tense and then shifting to the past. It contains rhetoric explaining Cho's actions. It says, quote, you caused me to do this, end quote. Sources say Cho, 23, killed two people in a dorm room, returned to his own dorm room, where he rearmed and left the note. Then he went to a classroom building on the other side of campus. There he killed, 2 hours later, by the way, there he killed 30 more people in 4 classrooms, himself in the head. Okay, so in essence, he killed two people, he went back to his dorm room, he wrote apparently a very long rambling note, and then, you know, presumably he went to the mailbox and mailed some stuff to NBC News, and then he walked down and started shooting because nobody came after him. So again, because of that 2 hour delay, because of the lack of locking down campus, because of the lack of canned classes, authorities dropped the ball on this, plain and simple. I don't know any other way to say it. Now, whether they did it because they, you know, are simply poorly trained or whatever the case may be, it just, there's no excuse for it. talked about the police officers who, again, rescued people as they were escaping, indicating they could have very easily gotten into the buildings if the students were able to get out. We talked about the police when they did go into the buildings. There was one eyewitness account quoted on the record saying that the police, when they opened the door, they turned the guns on the students who were huddling in the room, about two dozen of them, and told them, put your hands up or we're going to shoot you. Now, if you know there's a shooting going on campus, and you pretty much know who it is because they're testing Asian men, of course, as they were escaping, indicating they knew some sort of description. So you kick open a door. There's about a dozen students, 24 students all huddled in under desks and whatnot. You can pretty confidently assume that none of them is the shooter, because why would the other people all be hanging out with the shooter saying, hey, I know you're going to shoot everybody else, but surely you won't shoot us. Come and hide in this closet with us. And there were nobody guns. So they're all hiding under desks. Nobody's shot. Nobody's bleeding. Nobody's yelling or anything like that. And the cops are going to shoot these kids unless they put their hands up. Makes you wonder. Lucinda Roy, a co-director of the creative writing program at Virginia Tech, taught in a poetry class in the fall of 2005 and later worked with him one-on-one after she became concerned about his behavior and themes in his writings. She said she notified authorities, but said she was told there would be too many legal hurdles to intervene. Said she asked him to go to counseling, but he never went. One play attributed to him called Richard McBeef describes a 13-year-old boy who accuses his stepfather of pedophilia